Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from Bill Moline of Valley Brook Church in Eau Claire about the No Regrets Men's Conference, which they'll be hosting as a satellite location this Saturday, February 1st, and other ways you can experience No Regrets this Saturday. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. No Regrets, a men's conference, will be originating from Elmbrook Church in southeastern Wisconsin this Saturday, February 1st. You're invited, guys, to join over 15,000 men from around the world as they discover how Jesus rescued each of us to a life of transformation and purpose. You can experience the event live and in person at Elmbrook Church in Brookfield, Wisconsin, or you could host it at your church. Valley Brook in downtown Eau Claire is one church that's hosting, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. this Saturday. You can register at valleybrookchurch.org/RSVP, valleybrookchurch.org/RSVP. You can be a part of small group hosting. We'll hear from a student from UW-Whitewater who's been a part of that, Adam Nelson. And finally, you can watch the event live right in your own home through individual streaming through the website noregretsconference.org. That's all one word, noregretsconference.org. But for starters, we go back to a conversation I had with Bill Moline on January 15th on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. You've been kind of the connection point, taking the lead on Valley Brook, showing this. And guys from a number of different churches have come for a bunch of years. And this year, no exception, February 1st, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we've got we've already got guys registered from around the community, as well as from some towns remote from us.
So tell me about this conference. Yeah, what do you like about it so much? Why should guys set aside some time, kind of between 8 and 2 on Saturday, February 1st, to attend this?
Yeah. Well, you know, every year they've got a theme, and the No Regrets 2025 theme is Rescued. And it's based on Colossians 1, 13 and 14, and that says this. It says, "For he, God, rescued us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." So it's based on that kind of an idea of being rescued. And as you said, it's on February 1st. We'll open the doors about 7 a.m. for some fellowship time, lots of coffee, and of course, we've always got some great breakfast snacks. And then about 7:55, we'll move into the auditorium for an opening worship set. And then we'll begin our on-screen experience with a testimony from down there at Elmbrook, as well as the keynote address by Crawford Loritz. And, you know, each day, you know, presents circumstances that cause us to lose hope and courage. And as traditional institutions fail to grant us, you know, any real security, where do we turn? And David says, God alone is our rock, our salvation, and our fortress. And, of course, Jesus is that solid ground that we seek. So knowing him is really the answer to life's greatest challenges. And that's what February 1st is all about. We're going to explore exactly how to build your life on a solid foundation of God and his word. We're going to have some group worship, as well as compelling messages from leading pastors and teachers. And then also testimonies of guys that have, you know, walked through some really tough times. There's also going to be 12 different seminars for the guys to choose from. This year, we're going to actually have a young man's track. So high school age, college age guys, young adult men are going to have kind of their own track to go through. And so we're excited about adding that this year. So we just want men to take advantage of this day to, you know, avoid the distractions of life and renew their dependence on Christ. You know?
Now, that's very well said, Bill. And again, 8 to 2, Saturday, February 1st. It's for just $25. I know in past, usually it's been a terrific lunch. Lunch is included with this whole $25, right?
Exactly, yeah. The $25 includes snacks, lunch, and, you know, all of the seminars that are going to be presented.
Yeah, those breakout sessions. Those breakout sessions have been terrific in terms of the choices. You know, you're not going to get to all 12, but you're going to get to pick something that best fits where you're at. So how can people get registered?
Yeah, so registration is Valley Brook Church, all one word, valleybrookchurch.org, and then /RSVP, and that'll take you to the registration site. Guys can sign up for $25. If they want to sponsor somebody else, they have an option to do that. If guys want to come but can't afford the $25, sign up anyway. We're going to cover the cost of it, no problem.
Fantastic. I appreciate that. And again, sometimes people can feel a little odd or strange, like, I don't know, I don't go to Valley Brook. So just real quick at the end here, speak to that, like going, I don't go there.
Well, this is like we said at the opening, you know, this is for guys from all over the community, all over the, you know, our area, the state. And we've got guys coming from as far away as Plum City. So, you know, everybody's welcome. It's going to be a great time. And, you know, hey, you're going to meet some new guys.
Absolutely.
Great.
Bill Moline from a conversation we had on January 15th in the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB and WIB.com here on Chippewa Valley this week. Talking about the upcoming No Regrets Men's Conference, originating one of the larger churches in the state for a long time has been Elmbrook Church, and various satellite locations. One of those is at Valley Brook in downtown Eau Claire, but you can have small group hosting as well. That's another possibility that is pursued by Adam Nelson, who first took in the conference as a student at UW-Whitewater.
The first time I experienced the No Regrets Conference was through a men's event, through an organization on campus here called InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. They set up a virtual watch party to watch the conference, and so then we got a group of us guys together, and we watched it in a dorm basement, just like the one we're in now. The first time that I watched the conference, I really appreciated that the content was geared towards men, and it was especially helpful for myself as a young man watching it the first time. I think I was 18 years old. I went to small group every single week and didn't miss a single week, so I absolutely loved going to small group and studying scripture and getting to know the people in my small group and kind of have a little bit of a community inside of a greater community. And so I obviously enjoyed helping others in their faith and sort of leading others. I figured a really good way to do that was to step into a position where I led a small group. That way I could give others a similar experience to what I had my freshman year. When we did a virtual watch party of the conference last year, I was really encouraged by how many guys showed up, even though it was 8 a.m. in the morning, which is pretty early for college students. A good friend of mine even lived in the same building that we were doing the conference in. He rolled right out of bed and came down to join us to watch the conference. There was some discussion questions that prompted a moment or two of vulnerability amongst each other as well, where we were able to get very real with one another, pray for each other in that, and it led to good follow-up as well later on, being able to continue to invest in each other by knowing each other better. I think scripture makes it clear that following Christ is a communal act, right? We're called to be in fellowship with other believers, and watching the No Regrets Conference is the exact same. One of my favorite proverbs says the beginning of wisdom is this, to get wisdom. And so oftentimes, one of the best ways I found to get wisdom is to consult the wise people that I know, and that's often the other Christian men in my life. I think you should start by reaching out to the people that you know. And so that can be other guys that you know from church. Maybe it's people you play pickleball with. You know, it can be really anyone that you interact with. Inviting them to maybe come and watch this No Regrets Conference with you, it could be a good way to begin sharing your faith with them if they're a non-believer. I think you also want to be praying for the people you invite as well. I'm really blessed to have the community of guys that I have here. They're all men who love Christ and who actively want to know Him more and seek Him every single day that they spend on this campus. And so it's always a privilege when I get to meet and be in fellowship with guys like that. I'm really looking forward to us watching the conference again this year.
Adam Nelson from UW-Whitewater and kind of highlighting the small group hosting option. You can have up to 20 guys in your own home, dorm room, place of business, or community center. It's not too late for that. Learn more about the small group hosting option for the upcoming No Regrets Men's Conference this Saturday, February 1st. Again, go to noregretsconference.org, noregretsconference.org. Finally, let's meet some of the speakers, and Bill Moline's going to help me out with this. One of the speakers for the event Saturday is Joey Martin. He's the founder and lead pastor of the Church of 1122 in Jacksonville, Florida. Bill, tell us about his involvement.
Joey's going to be sharing two seminars at No Regrets this year. First one is, Where Have All the Good Men Gone? And he says it's no secret in our culture that manhood is under attack. Did you know that in order to stand up and act like a man, you must first bow down and surrender to Jesus? In this session, you will learn what it means to be a stand-up man. His second session is the closing keynote, and it's called Commission, The World Needs a Rescue. The rebellious person follows their own desires and ends up, despite some fun, being devoured. The religious person follows their rules and ends up, despite their effort, being devoured. The gospel-centered person follows Christ, the victor, and ends up, despite hardship, in victory.
Thanks, Bill. Another one of the speakers for the No Regrets Men's Conference this Saturday, Dr. Crawford Loritz, is the former senior pastor of Fellowship Bible Church in Roswell, Georgia.
Dr. Loritz is going to be doing the keynote at No Regrets this year, and it's called Living in the Light. He says, we know when we become followers of Jesus Christ, we become new creations. But the struggle between the old worldly nature and the new transformed nature can be a hard battle. This session explores how we as men are to reflect the life that God has allowed us to be in. Dr. Loritz is also sharing one of our young men seminars called Winning the Battle with Temptation. You know the good you ought to do, but sometimes the struggle with temptation seems too strong to overcome. In this session, we will explore how to set aside wrong desires and allow God to work within us to defeat the enemy.
Another popular speaker from past events, Mark Batterson, serves as lead pastor of National Community Church in Washington, D.C., one church with multiple locations. And guys will be glad to hear that Mark Batterson will be speaking at two different sessions this year.
The first one is called Please, Sorry, Thanks, The Three Words That Change Everything. He says, if you want to change your life, you have to change your words. Why? Words create worlds. The best predictor of success at life, at love, and at leadership is our proficiency at three simple yet powerful words. Nothing opens doors like please. Nothing mends fences like sorry. Nothing builds bridges like thanks. His second session is called Draw the Circle, and he says this about it. Prayer is the difference between the best you can do and the best God can do. God honors bold prayers because bold prayers honor God. Drawing prayer circles around our dreams isn't just a mechanism whereby we accomplish great things for God. It's a mechanism whereby God accomplishes great things in us.
Another of the speakers for this Saturday is Dan Seaborn, founder and president of Winning at Home. Dan's led the organization for more than 25 years, and he'll be speaking at two sessions, one, Parenting by the Book, and the other, Marriages That Make It.
And he says this about it. Marriage at times can be the hardest relationship to navigate, but it can also be the most rewarding and God-honoring. It takes intentionality and a biblical perspective. Dan shares how your marriage can flourish as he shares what's impacted his marriage as well as others.
Dusty Davis, another speaker at No Regrets Men's Conference this Saturday. He's a speaker, teacher, writer, and disciple maker, serving as the Vice President of Ministry Development at Everyman Ministries.
Dusty's going to be sharing a workshop called Worship at Work Without Worshiping Work. See, most men see their work as either their ultimate goal or a necessary evil. But the scriptures tell us that that is not true. We were certainly made to work, but not to worship it. In this session, Dusty will take us through a biblical picture of how our work and faith coexist and what God's intent was for man in his work. You'll see how God's plan unfolds even in the mundane moments of life.
Matt Erickson is the senior pastor of Eastbrook Church, a multi-ethnic church on the north side of Milwaukee, where he served since 2010. And the session he'll be speaking at is Freely Forgiven, Free to Forgive.
Matt's seminar at No Regrets this year is called Freely Forgiven, Free to Forgive. He says the Apostle Paul calls believers to forgive as the Lord forgave you. But that can be easier said than done, especially when we carry deep hurts in our lives. This session explores how to move through our hurts toward the forgiveness that we need with God's help.
Dr. Sean McDowell is a gifted communicator with a passion for equipping the church, and in particular young people, to make the case for the Christian faith. He'll be speaking at No Regrets next Saturday.
Sean's seminar is called Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. And he says this, it's everywhere, Netflix, social media, the music industry, and the educational system are all bombarding our young men with faulty ideas about sex, love, and relationships. It's no wonder today's students are confused, depressed, and even misinformed. In this session, Sean talks to young men and helps clear away some of the false ideas about sex and shares God's design for flourishing in relationships that are healthy. And this, again, is one of our young men's seminar tracks.
Greg Steyer is an evangelist, author, speaker, and founder of Dare to Share Ministries, who will be speaking at two different sessions at next week's No Regrets Men's Seminar.
And he says this about the seminar. If you want to be used by God to transform your world, you must learn how to live like Jesus. In this session, you'll learn how to follow in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus Christ in practical and powerful ways to advance the gospel and make disciples in your own sphere of influence. And this is one of our Young Men Track seminars.
Greg will also be speaking at a session called The Power of Sharing the Gospel. And finally, Steve Sonderman, founder of No Regrets Men's Ministry, regarded as one of the pioneers of the men's ministry movement in the U.S., and he'll also be speaking.
He's presenting a seminar for the old guys that are coming called Second Half Living. We all think about our later years when we retire, the legacy we'll leave behind, and how we'll impact the next generation. In 2 Timothy 4:7, Paul says, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith. This session will examine what it looks like to continue to grow in Christ and live with a sense of purpose and finishing strong.
Finally, Greg Pekacek, senior associate pastor at City Church in Madison, talks about the impact he's seen the No Regrets Men's Conference has over the years as they've shown it at their church.
We host No Regrets because of the changed lives that we see. When men gather together to disciple one another, there are lives being changed. Men catch the fire, they catch the desire, and they want to share it with others. And they've been impacted, so they want to impact other men.
That's the No Regrets Men's Conference this Saturday, the 1st of February. Four different ways you can experience it. You can attend it in person, live at Elmbrook Church in Eau Claire. Again, learn more at noregretsconference.org. That's all one word, noregretsconference.org. You can attend it at one of the satellite locations. There's many in Wisconsin and around the country. I know there's a church in Turtle Lake hosting, but also Valley Brook Church right here on Barstow Street in downtown Eau Claire. If you want to register there, go to valleybrookchurch.org/RSVP or just show up the day of the event. They'll find a place for you. You can host it with a small group. That's what Adam Nelson has done at UW Whitewater. Check that out, noregretsconference.org, or you can watch it individually. I think you'd enjoy it more with other guys, but anyhow, learn more at noregretsconference.org. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIV and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.